coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Monday, the 13th day of May, 2024. I want to welcome you to just a jam-packed broadcast. We got a lot of information to get through. Hopefully, you're going to leave this broadcast better informed, better, more knowledgeable, I guess, than, not I guess, of course you are, than before the broadcast. Have a lot to talk about from everything from what happened last week and what's happened. Oh, okay, kind of currently with respect to the solar the coronal mass ejections and such, and the lights. We got a different take on that. And you'll notice we didn't talk about that last week, right? Oh, prepare. You gotta prepare. Now, if you've been listening to us forever or for any length of time, you'd know that, hey, you've got to prepare. And that's why we didn't put a lot of emphasis on it. But nonetheless, okay. Before I get going, I want to thank all of you who support this broadcast. Without you, we couldn't do it. And I also want to thank our sponsors, including this. Okay, this is fantastic. Don'tWastePower.com, don'twastepower.com. You know, groceries, rent, and gas, they're not the only bills rising to unaffordable levels. Energy bills are reaching record high levels too. 9.8% Penelec, Pennsylvania Electric Company, raise right now. But over 20 million households are behind on their power bills. Think about that. That's one in five. Some power companies across the nation have a massive $13 million in uncollected bills because the average household can't afford the rising cost of electricity. Yet greedy power companies, yeah, some are greedy. Some are just trying to make it, but yeah, you got some greed built into that factor. They show no sign of lowering prices. And of course, the policies of the Biden regime, why should they? And that's why I'm lowering my energy bills. And I've seen a lowering. I have. I've been using this now for some time. And the studio, I think, is down, I'm going to say, somewhere around 8.5%, 9%, maybe. Almost 10%. Let me clarify. Almost 10% to offset. Because when I was looking at the bills, I was thinking, okay, that would offset the nearly 10% increase in Penelec. So, and residential, it's made a big difference. So, I want to thank today's sponsor, E-Saver Watt. That's E-Saver Watt. And I just absolutely love the cost savings that brings to me. Thanks to E-Saver Watt, I'm able to slash my power bills, beat the companies, utility companies, and keep more money in my pocket every month, which really helps out when you go to the grocery store or the gas pumps and you look at the, oh my gosh. So the E-Saver Watt, very simply, it plugs into any wall outlet in a home and immediately gets to work on saving you, me, us money by plugging in this device into a home wall outlet. It helps stop a house from wasting unnecessary energy, reducing a home's electricity usage, extends the lifespan of appliances, you know, from power surges and such, ensures a consistent and safe flow of electricity throughout the house, and much more. The cost savings in the first month alone had E-Saver Watt will have and had E-Saver Watt paying for itself. Folks, please visit don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Or simply click on the link in the description box below. And you too can have the nation's leading way to lower energy bills up to 60%. I'm sorry, up to 60% off. And free express shipping. That's right. I'm looking at this thinking that can't be right. It's up to 60% off, but it is, and free express shipping. And you'll get several other bonuses with every order for free. That's don'twastepower.com. I want to thank them. All right. Getting to the crux of the program, Randy Taylor is joining me. Before I bring him on, folks, you remember, this is going to kind of set the stage, I suppose. I gotta get right with the camera there. This is going to kind of set the stage for today's program. Those people involved in the real media, the people following what's really going on, know the name Bill Cooper. You know the name Bill Cooper. Tragically, he was shot and killed by police, federal authorities back in 2002. Long story behind that. And you may say, well, Bill Cooper, he really went too far in terms of his thinking about his conspiracy theories went a little bit too far. Oh, really? I saw this video clip that it was circulating a little bit on social media. I saw this and I thought, you know what? I wonder how many people remember this or have even seen this. So this is going to set the stage for today's program because we've got some mind-blowing things, especially about the CMEs, about HARP. Gonna revisit the X-Files. Yeah, I know. Alex did that, I think, last week. I got a little different take on that. We do. And then we're going to touch on some things with respect to the lawfare, the stuff that's going on. Why? Because it's going to, if it hasn't, it's going to impact you. It's going to affect you. It's going to affect all of us. We are fighting a Leviathan, this Hydra, this deep state Hydra. I don't care if you're listening to this in Australia, Canada, U.S., Mexico. I don't care where you are. You're going to be fighting this. And folks, remember, this is a spiritual war. So let's play Eric the Tech. And folks, by the way, you can find all of the source material that we use at HagmanPI.com. Simply click on the, just bookmark HagmanPI.com. Two N's on Hagman. HagmanPI.com. Click on the link to the program description, the show description, or the headline, the title, whatever you want to call it, and just look below, and all of the source links will be there. All right, this is Bill Cooper, the infamous Bill Cooper. The title of this 2 minute and 30 second clip is The Judas Goat. And again, this is kind of setting the stage for the entire program because it really outlines the base of activity by this multi-tentacled deep state Hydra that we are fighting. Watch this.
Their whole purpose throughout history has been to teach a small number of people how to become adept at controlling everyone else. Their goal is to destroy all existing religions save theirs, all existing governments save theirs, and shackle the mob in a system of eternal oppressive debt chained to a computer for the rest of their life, in a propagandized world to make them believe that they are happy in this system. Now, do you think they're succeeding? Yes. Haven't I described to you just now exactly what is going on in the world today? Yes, they're succeeding. They're succeeding because the American people don't understand their enemy. They don't even know what's happening. There's a method to their madness. There's really not much method to yours. because you're operating from a place of ignorance. And until you change that, you're going to be bumbling around, bumping into each other, saying and doing the wrong things, not understanding the nature of your enemy. And if you don't understand the nature of your enemy and the weapons they use, you cannot fight that enemy. You can't fight the battle. You shouldn't even be on the battlefield. That's why you're losing the war. Don't tell me you're not, because I'm in a place of great knowledge about who's winning and who's losing this war. And I can assure you, you're losing the war. This country was founded by dangerous men.
Amen.
And the moment the people in this country cease to be dangerous men, it's going to be the day we cease to have a country. And I'm going to tell you right now, unless we can be successful in creating a real free press where the American people get different viewpoints other than those expressed in the establishment-controlled media, there's going to be a civil war in this country, and it's going to come soon. The only thing that can stop it is by waking up vast amounts of sleeping people. Sheeple is what they are. They are following the Judas goat right into the shearing pens, and from there they will go to the slaughter, and they will not know that anything is wrong until they smell the blood of the sheeple in front of them.
That was a very powerful speech, I believe, given by Bill Cooper. And like him, don't like him, it doesn't matter to me. The message is pretty clear. All right, we are being led to slaughter. And if we don't wake up others, then it's game over. Just so people understand, that video is probably over 30 years old. The extraneous footage, like from Morning Joe and other segments, appeared to have been overlaid, obviously, after that video, or after the, after that video was taken. Because, of course, some of that more recent, and that was after Mr. Cooper was killed by the government. There's something that else, and I tell you, I believe this connects to what we're seeing today. You recall, folks, and Randy Taylor is again with me. We can talk about this. You recall when we had Jim Ferguson on from the UK. And we were talking about what's happening at the southern border. Now, of course, it's expanding and really ramping up at the northern border, this invasion of the U.S. Refer to what Cooper was talking about the Civil War. I think in the context of that presentation by Bill Cooper, the presentations by others, Alex Jones and whoever else you may listen to, and I would add Tucker Carlson in that now, and other luminaries. And I say luminaries because that's what they are, trailblazers now that have awakened and are waking up people. But I think the adaptation to what is taking place, or the adaptation of the deep state. And think about this. As people wake up, they have to evolve their plans. For example, what we're seeing taking place in courtrooms across the country with Donald Trump. Now in New York, that effectively takes him off the campaign trail by this very conflicted piece of shit judge, Judge Merchan, and his equally objectionable daughter, Lauren, who's making money off of this trial, who's made money, who's funneled money and gotten money. It's like a monetary laundromat with Adam Schiff and the DNC. That trial should never be. And now you got Michael Cohen, this train wreck of an individual. By the way, Jonathan Turley had written a great article, The Appearance of Michael Cohen, A Wreck in Search of a Race. Man, I highly suggest you read that. Jonathan Turley's Peace. And that is at Jonathan Turley's website, or I'm sorry, yeah, Jonathan Turley's website, jonathanturley.org. I'll put that in the show notes too. The appearance of Michael Cohen, A Wreck in Search of a Race. This guy's a mess. He's a serial liar, a perjurer, and that's the best the prosecution has. But it's not about justice. It is never about justice. This is the mode and manner by which the deep state, this mass of NGOs, individuals, the government, the incestuous relationship between the government and NGOs and others, this is how they're operating. There's some good news. The Florida judge in the documents case has seen through the tampering of evidence by Jack Smith, who should never, he should not even, folks, the documents case, you talk about a setup, a huge setup. So you got the Stormy Daniels trial. They can't even define, understand, they cannot even define what the crime is in New York. And then in Florida, you have the National Archives essentially setting up Donald Trump at the behest of Obama and his minions with respect to the classified documents, which is a bunch of hooey. And then they stage a photo op that appears, oh, go figure, in the New York Times of papers all over the floor. You remember that picture, folks, right? I'm not going to show it, but you remember it. Well, how could this possibly be? This is about neutering and neutralizing President Trump. Now, you may say, well, Trump is just like the others, and he's just as bad as Biden, and he's a shot pusher, he's this, he's that. Okay, well, all right. So, okay. So who are you going to vote for? I'm just asking. You're not going to vote? Well, you're an idiot. I'm not calling my audience idiots. I'm just saying, so, no. We're playing the hand that we've been dealt. But at this point now, I believe 2024 is that hinge year in history. There's been just only a few. And we have to look at 2024 as that moment in time when we are going to be involved in, I believe, one of the greatest wars historically, history-changing series of events than ever before. Now, before we get into that, I also want to talk about HAARP and the lights and the coronal mass ejections, because to me, you know, you noticed last week we really didn't mention much about it. Yes, the sun is acting up. Yes, there's stuff going on in the sky. Yes, there's stuff going on with the sun. Yes, we are open for this grid down scenario. Absolutely. And you know what what's really stupid? We could fix it. We could prepare for it, but no one or very few are actually preparing for it in government. Just a sliver of the money that goes to Ukraine, it could be fixed. It could be, the systems could be hardened. Are we doing it? No. All right. I'm going to talk about that with Randy Taylor and show you a couple of things that I think might just, you might look at this and say, wait a second, what's really going on here? Yeah, there's stuff happening. As Stan Deo talks about, there's stuff happening with the sun. But what's really going on here? Let's talk about this and more. Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing all right.
Happy Mother's Day, by the way. I got some Mother's Day wishes over the weekend.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, except it was followed by...
Mother what?
Yeah. and I'm being really serious about it. I should probably show some of those on camera. Yeah, but anyway.
You know, it's funny while you're talking, I thought how ironic that the guy that's at the top of the party, he's right close to the top of this heap, Bill Gates, yeah, that we're talking about computers going down.
Did yours go down?
No, I'm just saying computers going down the grid.
Oh, yeah.
And Bill Gates is one of the largest enemies of mankind, as far as I'm concerned. So it just seemed fitting that a computer guy, he'd be telling them how to take the grid down. Half those grids are built around his framework.
Exactly. You know, with every security suite, by the way, there's a backdoor. With every program, there's a backdoor.
In his case, it's probably a front door.
Well, yeah, or a backdoor. Yeah. Oh, don't get me started. But yeah, you're a front door.
Yeah. They're not. They don't even try and hide this anymore. Well, we should have taken care of this at Davos.
Yeah.
You know, we should have just went over there en masse and taken care of this.
Did you ever see a Halon fire extinguisher, which I don't think you can get them anymore. They were popular, I think, back in the late 70s. And then, of course, the government and their infinite wisdom, so you can't use Halon because it's just but it's a heavier than air gas that suffocates a fire. I mean, very effective.
You'd want to spray the building with it.
I was just when you mentioned Davos, I was thinking Halon would be a really good thing to deploy out there.
I was thinking tactical nuke.
Whatever works, man. You know,
man, I just can't believe we're being held hostage by such a few.
You know that I agree with you on that. I agree. But okay, so about the grid down scenario, and again, this is kind of why we discussed it off air, on air, just a tad, mm-hmm. but really didn't get into it. But there's something else going on here, and I think there's something bigger that people are missing. I'm going to start off with this, if you don't mind. Those people, mm-hmm. okay? By the way, Eric the Tech, this is. By the way, Eric the Tech, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Eric.
I'm here.
All right.
A man of few words, right? Did you have a good Mother's Day?
We knew you were there because Doug looks good.
Yeah, well, it's subject to interpretation, I guess. But, if you were around in the 90s and you were paying attention and you were listening to different things, this is video 2. This is a static image of Art Bell, of course. Something Robert Malone posted, and again, you know, you got to wonder who to trust. Do you trust Robert Malone? Do you trust Elon Musk? Art Bell from back in the 90s was talking about HARP, and this is under 2 minutes, but he explains what HARP does. And I think this clip might have the sound from HARP in it. The only thing I'll warn you about is that the sound is a little bit toward the end is kind of a high pitched frequency. So, you know, just be aware of that. But if we can run video 2 and then we'll discuss what Robert Malone found and go from there. So here's video 2, cut 2.
What is HARP? It's an ionospheric heater, ostensibly studying the effects of high amounts of radio frequency concentrated in a very small spot on the ionosphere, perhaps burning a hole right through it. And there have been many things attributed to HARP. The ability to control minds, perhaps one of the wilder. Weather control, perhaps not so wild. And everything in between. But the government is clearly doing something up in Alaska. And what you're about to hear are the sounds, the actual transmissions of HARP recorded by a friend of mine. And it is what it is. And what these sounds mean and what they're doing to the ionosphere and all of us, I have no idea. But here's what the transmissions act. This is a real recording of HARP. Here we go. Just what do you suppose that is doing to the ionosphere? I don't have the foggiest. And if that's a mystery, listen very carefully. Here's the other transmission we've got recorded.
Yeah, Lady the Studio Dog certainly did not like that last, Digibaby, that last segment. So Art Bell was talking about this back in the 90s, of course. You know that. The existence of HARP up in Alaska, to my knowledge, there are smaller HARP-like stations across the Earth, and perhaps one in Antarctica. Very interesting stuff going on in Antarctica. So having said that, and then RT, I'm going to bring you back on after showing you page one from the show notes today. It's okay, baby. You're okay.
I love it when you call me baby.
Yeah.
It's a Monday. What do you want?
And this weekend, it was just one of the... We have to talk about this weekend on air because starting Friday afternoon, I was involved in some groundwork here. But anyway, so Robert Malone posts something on HARP, and I don't know, Eric the Tech, you saw the Aurora Borealis, so to speak, the Northern Lights or the lights from the CMEs. In fact, you sent me, Jackie sent me a picture of that, right? I mean,
yes, she did take a picture.
Okay. So even
had to use long exposure to get it, but you got it.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right. So, you know, a lot of people said, oh, this is very pretty and this is really nice. Well, okay. So then I saw this from Robert Malone and RT. I don't know whether you saw this or not, but this really kind of got me a little bit when he went out and said, hey, wait a second. You know, when do conspiracy theories become reality? And folks, you can read that right there. The following text is from the subscription AI program Perplexity that he uses for general searches. So on May 10th, HARP conducted experiments to artificially create aurora-like glows or air glow in the ionosphere by exciting electrons. I like it when electrons get excited. Yeah, with high-frequency radio waves. Now, go back to what you heard from Art Bell from the 90s. And you may say, well, hey, I knew this. Okay, others don't. So what really was going on with the lights that, oh, so pretty, aren't the lights pretty? Look at that. What was really going on? Was it from the CMEs? Or wait a second. Why would HARP, during the apex of a series of five or six CMEs, why would they engage in experimentation, screw with the ionosphere by impositioning electrons, or exciting electrons? I guess there's a difference there, right? With high-frequency radio waves. Why? The making the visible or invisible visible experiment tested if hot electrons produced by HARP's radio transmission could generate this aurora-like phenomenon called strong thermal emission velocity enhancement, the acronym of which is STEVE. So, hey, Steve, there it is. And he writes in his ending post, no words. So he puts up HARP Aurora May 10th from this AI-generated response. And if you read that, I don't know about you, but RT, what do you think of this? What the hell are they? When I say they, I'm talking about the people in control of governments across the planet. What are they? What the hell are they doing?
I don't know. The most I could figure is getting set up to control people with it somehow, some way. I don't know. I don't know that much about it, to be honest with you.
Well, okay.
I know about our bell. I know about the noises. I wasn't surprised it was in Alaska because generally for really good acoustics, I would look for snow myself.
That's a good point.
If you hear a rifle shot in snow, man, it'll carry forever as opposed to a rifle shot on a normal sunny day in a grassy field.
Kind of like having an oopsie in the freezer aisle, but never mind. Yeah.
I don't know if they're trying to communicate with another planet. That's the problem. We don't. You know, we used to think that we knew what our governments were doing. And you sit here and you look at this, and something that we're talking about there, you're talking about something that is probably in the billions as far as cost.
And then I'm
like, first thing I want to know is, what's our return on that? As a taxpayer.
Well,
what's the return? You know, what are you doing it for? Why? If you're talking aliens, let us know. I don't know why they always get freaked out about aliens to the government, you know, and extraterrestrial stuff. We're big boys and girls.
Well, I have a theory on why, but
you know, but
very simply, my theory is this: I don't believe in extraterrestrials. I believe that there are demonic forces, hyperdimensional forces, as opposed to interdimensional forces, as opposed to extraterrestrials. So, it's really simple: aliens that people talk about are actually demonic in nature, and they're coming through interdimensional pathways. That's
very,
just my
very
view.
That's very plausible, though. I would accept that. It's just I do believe that. And the only reason I say it is I'm not a vain person. So I'm kind of like, out of all the planets out there, I just can't believe that we're the only one. But yeah, there's life on it. But I just that just kind of and here's what I often thought. I thought there's different worlds, different places. There's one God, but he's got all these different things. And it's kind of almost let these people do their thing. Let that planet do their thing. Let that planet do their thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
More than one planet with life on it, but one God that controls all of it. So that's kind of the idea of, I guess, because there's so many unexplained things that happen that are documented.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, when we have a Navy pilot showing video of a craft, you know, flying above the ocean, and he's trying to track that thing, you know, then I have to look at that. You know, how would a Navy pilot be able to falsify something like that? You know what I'm saying?
And how would they catch this gravity-defying thing? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, so when it's somebody like that, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I have a lot of respect for Navy pilots, okay? So if a guy says, you know, this is what I saw, and there's film out of his aircraft, you know, his cameras are running, and then it's showing these things moving across the surface like that. I got to stop it and consider it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. We don't know the powers that are, you know, we know the Lord. That's all we know.
Amen to that.
And how that filters down, I don't know. I know his community. I know his relationship with us. That's all I know.
And ours with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the thing. To kind of wrap up the big picture, with your kind patience here to wrap this up. Okay. Because starting out with a big picture and then drilling down into these various other issues to me makes sense. That's kind of how my mind works. Okay. You know, and Randy, you and I spoke about this many times, folks, you've heard Alex perhaps say this. He had communicated with Chris Carter, the creator of X-Files, lone gunman back in 01. He talked about this last week, I think, perhaps. Maybe it was Friday, Thursday, or something. I don't know. But and I think he even played this video clip from the X-Files. Again, consider this. If you saw it, please watch it again. If you haven't seen it, please consider this in the context of everything that is taking place today. Okay? Whether it's the so-called COVID-19 virus or the bioweapon injections and the bioweapon of COVID and such. Okay, but look at this. Look at this kind of, again, as the foundation for everything that we'll be talking about. And from this, because they're telling us what they have to tell us based on their religion, what they're going to do before they do it. Whether we receive it and understand it is something totally different. So, again, with your patience, and then we can really drill down into other avenues here. Consider this as really the closing of the larger picture and the opening to drilling down into different topics. This is a clip from the X-Files. I'm not sure when this aired. I think maybe 2011. Again, I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but... you can find this at HagmanPI.com. Click on today's show link. This is cut 3.
Tad O'Malley has been making claims.
Claims about what?
You and everyone you know has a piece of DNA in your genome, put there without your knowing it.
Put there by whom?
Well, that's the question of the day.
This is an internet lunatic. You're not saying you believe him.
Hold on, Agent Einstein. You're talking to a scientist.
Forgive me, Assistant Director. It may sound insensitive, but the suggestion is pure science fiction.
What I'm saying, Agent Einstein, is that the facts, as I understand them, cannot be discounted out of hand.
No one has the right or the ability to tamper with your DNA.
Unless we gave them that ability.
You say they're tampering with our DNA, that they're able to shut down our immune systems by the addition of something to our DNA.
Yes, but I don't know how exactly.
Or how it's being triggered.
I don't know that either.
Or why it's happening now.
What can we possibly do?
We need to act quickly.
You were right about that.
Well, I was wrong about the science. I was wrong about what's causing it. Dead wrong, in fact.
But it's clearly a widespread failure of our immune systems.
Through gene tampering. A virus within a virus that was put there through the smallpox vaccine. It's what these men are calling the Spartan virus.
We have to figure this out. What's wrong with the science?
Okay. The Spartan virus removes the adenosine deaminase gene from your DNA. Remove the ADA gene and your immune system will simply vanish.
Yeah, but I'm not getting sick.
It's only a matter of time.
Okay, so how does it work? How does the virus remove the ADA gene?
A process called CRISPR-Cas9.
RNA and a protein cutting genes at exact locations.
Exactly, but in this instance used as a weapon.
The ultimate weapon. The ability to depopulate the planet. To kill everyone but the chosen.
By tampering with their DNA.
Through gene editing.
Why do such a thing and lie about it? Our own government.
Your own government lies as a matter of course, as a matter of policy. The Tuskegee experiments on black men in the 30s, Henrietta Lacks.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece.
But it's not hard to imagine a government hiding, hoarding technology for 70 years. At the expense of human life and the future of the planet. Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent, or cruel, or efficient. By severe drought, brought on by weather wars, conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves. In a state of perpetual war. To create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. the militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose, the corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes and the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
It's happening all around us.
The other shoe waiting to drop.
It'll probably start on a Friday. The banks will announce a security action necessitating their computers to go offline all weekend.
Digital money will disappear.
They can just steal your money?
Followed by the detonation of strategic electromagnetic pulse bombs to knock out major grids.
What will seem like an attack on America by terrorists or Russia.
An invasion of the U.S.
The Russians tried it in 47.
All right, the last thing I'm going to say before I turn it over to Randy is this. Consider what you just saw. And again, you probably have seen that before, heard that before. But consider that in the context of current events. Consider that in the context of the first video cut that we played, Bill Cooper talking about the various things, the bigger picture. And then think about this past weekend when they activated HAARP. And a couple of people in that thread in social media under Malone's find talked about weather modification, just as that clip did, talked about being able to perhaps use frequencies, what do we hear with Art Bell, to program people. Or to insert voices into people's heads, so to speak. So think about all of that. And why would, for example, HAARP take advantage of this situation, the six CMEs, to create this visible light show in the air? What are they really doing? And now connect that with the DNA modifying, changing, modified RNA injections that, 70% of the people received worldwide? Just think about this. That's all I'm asking you to do. Have an open mind. And connect that with what we're going to be talking about as well, the invasion of America. Because what did that X-Files clip talk about? America being taken down. I'm telling you, as America goes, so does the entire world. And thank you for that that clip there, or that picture, Eric. Appreciate that. So, Randy, all this combined, are we now part of this larger agenda, do you think? I mean, are we witnessing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Everything that's going on with the governments and all. This, the part that really bothers me about Americans, particularly lately, is nobody's really raising a fuss. I mean, a real fuss over all these people coming over the border. And when we tell them, they're bringing them here to eventually kill Americans, to eventually kill you. You know what I mean? Why don't we have able-bodied men down there stopping this?
Yeah, thank you.
Sooner or later, look, everybody's got their job, and they got their truck, and they like to ride four-wheelers on the weekend and go skiing, and I'm taking the kids camping and all this crap, okay, that they're not even seeing what's going on around them. And when you tell them, they look at you like you're crazy. And you'd have to be, I don't know what way, other than what we're doing, I don't know what way, Doug, to tell the American people to get them to notice, to get them to pay attention. I don't know what else to do besides walking them, smacking them upside their head, you know, to get their attention, because everybody is oblivious to this and I don't understand it. I don't get it. And I don't understand why numbers that are less than probably, I'm going to say less than 2,500 or 3,000 are trying to take control of the entire planet, and we're not stomping them into non-existence. I don't get this. You know what? These people are doing these things to us. We know about it, and we still let them walk, talk, and breathe our air. Is that because we're just good people and we don't want to commit a crime? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Are we not? Have we not told the story enough? Did we not do a? Did we not close the sales pitch? You know, this is what puzzles me. And then at the same time, then I have to sit down and look at my neighbors. if I try to
I know your neighbors. Yeah. No thanks.
If I try to explain this to the neighbors, they probably never talk to me again. You know what I mean?
No, this is you have a SWAT team around your house.
Yeah, this is just I feel like a sane person in an insane world. I feel like somebody dropped me off in a mental institution, closed the door, locked it, and took off, and just left me here. Yeah. Do you ever feel that way, Doug? Like you're just surrounded
much all
by
the time.
Yeah. I mean, I like I'm surrounded by imbeciles, you know, and I don't get it. We're talking about life. It's life and death. We're laughing. I'm laughing right now. But I don't know what else to do.
But you reminded me of a conversation I had, I think it was, Saturday night, with my neighbor. Brief interaction. Speaking of neighbors.
Okay.
And she said, wow, the lights are so beautiful. I said, you don't find that strange? I mean, do you know why? No. Do you know about the, what the sun's doing? Oh, what's the sun doing? And I said, you know anything about HAARP? She said, HAARP? What does a HAARP have to do? I said, HAARP, HAARP. What's that? You know, and I'm thinking, okay, how far? I was. RT, man, even if
they didn't have all the details, if they could just grasp the concept that your government's trying to kill you.
Yeah, well,
if you just walked away with that much, I'd be happy.
Well, of course, she had six, the injection plus five boosters. So I guess look who I'm trying to convince.
Was she glowing along with the lights in the sky? And we look at this and where does someone get the audacity to tamper with the weather?
Thank you. Yes.
Where do you get the audacity? We had never once did I hear that in a political speech for someone who was trying to get elected.
Yeah, and Gates wants to dump a bunch of crap in the atmosphere to deflect the sunlight.
Yeah, and this guy, here's the thing. He's doing so many different things, all of them evil. You know what I mean? This guy should be sitting in a jail cell somewhere.
Yeah.
At the minimum, in a jail cell. I'm just going to say that without saying another word. I'm going to say at the minimum, sitting in a prison cell, never to see the light of day again. Instead, that's where they want to put us. I mean, we were sitting, I remember when Alex, 20 years ago, was really exposing the FEMA camps.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember looking at footage of that and really watching this, and there was tons of footage. And it wasn't angle footage of the same camp. These places are everywhere. Now, we'll put out the call or talk about it, nobody talks about that anymore. Nobody is checking up on them. Those camps are still there. They were built to last. Where are they and what's going on? That's the things we need to be looking at because that's where they plan on putting us. They're emptying all around the world. These immigrants and all that are coming in, These are top of the cream of the crop citizens. Okay, we're getting the dredges of society. No joke. I mean, you know, I know people, and you know people. We're not getting the cream of the crop. There isn't a lot of brain surgeons coming over the border. Put it that way. We're getting the crap of every country, the prisons, the mental institutions. I kid you not.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that's not just in the U.S. That's in Canada. That's overseas in Europe. Especially look at Ireland. These immigrants are nuts. Okay, and we look at that, and it makes you question the end game. But not really. And the wife brought up a good point. She goes, well, they're emptying all the jails, prisons, and institutions to put us in.
Well, there's a pleasant thought.
Good point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good point. And then we look back, and instantly I went back to the FEMA camps. And I remember the burial boxes that could hold 9 bodies.
Yep.
That's the one that troubled me the most. Was the boxes that could hold 9 bodies, because they were planning for mass death. Whatever it was, what kind of death, at the time didn't matter. It's just the fact that someone was planning on it. You know? But then I started thinking, well, it's got to be bacterial or something. Otherwise, they would just bury us on the ground, throw lime on us, and be done with it, you know, like the Nazis did. But you think about it was a virus or something like that, they'd want to put you in a container, seal it, and bury it.
Interesting.
So when you start thinking and taking these things apart like that, maybe it gives a little bit of clue of, you know, what they're going to do next. You know, we need to take care of this. This is so far out of hand, Doug. And this is so far at hand. We can't even get guys and all like us to get together in the same room and talk about it. How are we going to get the United States to listen?
Man, that troubles me too.
How are we going to get all the patriots to listen when we can't even get the people in the know together? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we should have had a huge retreat by now, or several of them. And screw the FBI, and of course they're going to always infiltrate.
Yeah.
Big deal. You don't give out that much information. But, you know, we should have had huge retreats where 10 and 20,000 people showed up that don't intend to be made prisoners. Guys like us. There should have been a bunch. I'm not talking about going for a big barbecue. I'm talking about going, planning, getting organized. We're past that point. The election is how many days away? If there is an election, we're halfway through 2024.
That's hard to believe, but we are. And yeah, you know, I think 180 days and, or whatever.
And what are we going to do? What's going to happen is that shoe's going to fall. The shit's going to hit the fan, and everybody's going to run in all kinds of different directions. Then that's when I would get worried about patriots hurting each other by accident.
Friendly fire.
You know what I'm saying?
I
don't understand why we can't get, you know, just 20 of us. At least that's a start, you know, together and have a huge summit somewhere. Find somebody that's got some farmland or mountain land or something. You know, where we can control who's in and out. But anyway, at least get together and start planning, talking, and break ourselves into smaller groups. Because that's going to be the key. Survival is going to be the small groups.
Yeah, exactly. And to those people who took me to task over attending, being part of the media representation, media row at Clay Clark's event, okay, Eric the Tech and I, and we'll see what happens with that. But you've got to think bigger, okay? People say, well, Clay Clark, yeah, watch him, he's a snake, he's this, he's that. You know, you're always going to have people that like someone,
no matter what,
like him. Who cares, okay?
Bingo.
But you, folks that are making those comments, think bigger. There's a bigger purpose for attending something like that when you are around other broadcasters where you can say, hey, come here, come here.
We should be networking.
There you go.
And we're not doing it. We're not doing it. You send an email off these people, they don't ever answer.
No.
You try and get a hold of them on the phone, they don't. You can't. And that, this is what we've got to get past, or we're going to get slaughtered.
Yeah, you're 100% right, and I'm so glad you brought that up.
And I hope some of them are listening.
Yeah,
you need to get people to listen to the show on the social media, so that maybe somebody will look. So maybe some of these guys will look and go, "Wow, maybe we should give them a call. Wow, he's got an idea. Let's, you know, that's what we need to do if we're going to survive. The Lone Ranger is going to get killed.
Yes,
any man alone is easy prey. Right? Remember Clint told us that, Clint Eastwood. Okay. But there's a lot of truth to that.
There is.
Okay, there's safety in numbers. And this is, you're talking about 350 million people. You know, we'd be lucky if we get a million people together that knew each other. But we've got millions. This is the problem now. We've got millions that have invaded our country and are sitting there at any day. They're going to be handing out uniforms, weapons, and ammo and GPS coordinates. And we're going to have to fight these guys. We're not prepared.
You know, and I appreciate what you've done. I know that you have been talking with Jim Ferguson from the UK. Again, same template, different latitude and longitude than the US, obviously. But, you know, he had appeared on another platform. And of course, he was on our show, and he'll come back. And
Jim's good people.
Yeah, he really is. But just like Ben Berkwam and others, he knows like the invasion of the U.S. Okay, why now? And why is no one stopping this? Oh, Governor Abbott, he'll throw up some shipping containers and, you know, some barbed wire kind of stuff. And, you know, it's all for show. It's not working. But then he said something on this other platform that he said on this show. And, Randy, I got to say, you said the same thing. But in the event you don't want to listen to Randy, don't want to listen to me, take a listen just for about a minute and a half of this from Jim Ferguson. I think it was this past weekend or last week.
Yeah, it was last week.
Last week. Okay.
It was
toward the end of the last week. So this is cut 5 in the show notes. Here's Jim Ferguson.
Every side. And one of the things, John, that you mentioned there about this effectively the standing army, this UN orchestrated standing army that's coming into the United Kingdom and Ireland and Wales and Scotland. These people are everywhere.
Yes.
You reckon this is to enforce the new Bill Gates world order, because that's really what it's looking like. He's the one that's behind the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
He's the one that's pulling the strings.
Well, I think what you're going to see is the following. We'll have a minister somewhere in cabinets suddenly come up with a great idea on how we're going to get these guys to contribute to help us, and they're going to put them in uniforms. So a couple of people have told me these uniforms are burgundy. Others have told me they're UN blue. I really don't know. I guess we'll see when they deploy them. They are going to be deployed. And I won't take any pleasure in saying, I told you I was right, because no one's wanted to be wrong more than me. And I don't doubt that when that happens, people will say to me, you know, how did you see it? And I'll say to them, how did you not? You know, it is what it is. And I don't want violence. I don't want death, misery. I'm 56 years old, so I'm past my best as regards a good fight. You know, I can still row, but I wouldn't want to, and I suspect these
men. I don't know. I reckon you've got a good right hook there with you, John, I would say.
I can row.
Watch that entire clip, and that resonates both with me and Randy Taylor. Randy, before I get back to you, I just wanted to, again, thank our sponsor, don'twastepower.com. Don'twastepower.com. Folks, you've got to go there and get up to 66% off right now. Click the link don'twastepower.com, because as you and I know, groceries, rent, gas, hey, they're not the only bills that are rising to unaffordable levels. Energy bills, folks, energy bills are reaching record highs as well. 20 million households are behind on their power bills. Some power companies across the nation have a massive $13 million in uncollected bills because the average household, they can't afford the rising cost of electricity. Yet the power companies show no signs at all of lowering prices, nor would you expect that to happen because of the policies of this current regime here in America, but this is throughout the world. But that's why I'm lowering my bills, energy bills, thanks to today's sponsor, eSaver Watt. That's eSaver Watt at don'twastepower.com. Hey, I absolutely love the cost savings it brings to me. Thanks to eSaver Watt, I'm able to slash my power bills and beat the utility companies, keep more money in my pocket every single month. The eSaver Watt, it plugs into any wall outlet. In fact, get a couple, get three or four, because put one next to your power, your circuit breaker, and then one at the opposite end of the house, and then a couple in between. It saves on power spikes, protects your appliances, it does a whole lot of stuff, folks. It helps stop a home from wasting unnecessary energy. It reduces a home's electricity usage, extends the lifespan of appliances. Boy, have you priced refrigerators lately? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, it ensures a consistent and safe flow of electricity throughout the house. Please visit don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Just simply click on the link in the description box below. And like I said, 66% off, up to 66% off, plus additional bonuses that you're going to receive with every order, along with free shipping. You can't beat that even with a stick. That's don'twastepower.com. All right. So, RT, what's your response to Jim Ferguson speaking with, forgive me, I forgot the man's name. But
saying what we've been saying.
What's that?
He's saying what we've been saying.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. You can hear Bob. You can hear Ranger.
Sorry,
Ranger, not happy.
Ranger.
Yeah, he's barking.
Is he within camera shot? Introduce us.
No, he's he's about to tore the blind off the back door.
No, I got
yeah. I've always told the girls that they ever kick the door and grab the dog so they don't shoot them.
Because
at that point I would just flip.
Isn't it something that we're seeing that?
Why do we even have to think about that?
Damn it!
I'm tired of that.
So going back to what Ferguson and the other gentleman were talking about.
Yeah, we've been saying that these are UN troops.
Yeah.
They have to be. You know, there's no reason to bring these people in, house them in encampments. You know, the thing is, we don't know what the trigger date is. We don't know anything. And we do know that, you know, a small team of just 1,000 people can bring havoc in a city. Imagine 1,000 terrorists in the New York subways. Just imagine that.
Yeah.
And that's nothing. We've got millions of these slugs inside the U.S. now. Millions. So, you know, what do we do at this point? See, that's why I'm saying the meeting of the minds. We need to get some people together. We need to start thinking some things out. We need to start making some plans. We need to, you know what? We're in trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble. I know that everybody's hoping Donald Trump can pull us out and everything. They're trying to kill that guy. I'm telling you right now, I guarantee somebody's got plans charted out, or at least working on them, to terminate the former president. Stop and think about it.
Have you ever seen, for example, the New Jersey event this past weekend, some 80, the numbers vary between like 60,000 to 100,000. I think 100,000 is a little bit charitable. But, you know, one of the biggest events in New Jersey, northern New Jersey, happened with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Biden couldn't even get a half a dozen people in a friggin' sheets in his own area of Pennsylvania.
But they still managed to put that bastard in the White House. See, that's what we're up against, people.
There you go.
Or this is what we're up against. We know they cheated. And they keep signing it. And this is the bad part of the story that they keep telling. They keep saying that, oh, well, if Donald Trump doesn't win, that wasn't the parameters we have ever set out there. All we wanted was a fair election. Because if there's a fair, free election, Donald Trump will win. We know that. He knows that. And they know that. This isn't because, you know, that we're going to, oh, if the left wins, we're going to war. Nobody said that. We're tired of the cheating at the ballot box. You've subjected us to 4 years of presidential idiocy with the peckerwood you have in office that they voted in there. He is useless. He's dangerous. That's how useless he is. When you're useless to the point of being dangerous, you're a problem. And he's hurting the United States. He's not helping it. And every time they come out with a number, oh, well, the jobless claims are down. You know what? After a certain amount of time, everybody's unemployment rate looks good because the people roll off of the register. People don't understand that. If you're paying unemployment to a set amount of people, and they're only good for a certain amount of time, which I don't know if it's a year, I'm not sure what it is, then after a year, guess what? Those people just roll off into nothing.
Yeah.
So your unemployment rate, absolutely, high. Right, in reality.
Yes.
There's far more unemployed than they're ever telling you on the news. Far more. And I'll go as far as to say 2 and 3 times more.
I would say that's about right. About 3 times.
Now that's a fair. Somebody did some research on that back in the early 2000s, and it was staggering what the numbers were. And they explained it because they roll off.
Right.
They're no longer accounted for. They're no longer having a check cut to them. Okay, they're just going to oblivion out there. You know, I don't know, move in with family, rob banks, whatever. I don't know.
But you have Biden in this case, again, kind of drilling down on the economy. But Biden across the board is losing in every flipping poll, and he's got the balls or the lack of common sense to say, oh, no, the polls are wrong, or, you know, I brought inflation down. No, you didn't, you numbskull. And lie after lie after lie after friggin' lie, and no one challenges him on it.
Yeah, and then after COVID, he's ranting about how great his employment numbers are.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they went from zero, you know, where you wiped everybody out. Yeah, of course they climbed, you idiot. And the thing is that people believe this guy. They believe his henchmen. They believe that little black chick that gets up and talks. You know, the one that looks like she's got eyeballs painted on her eyelids.
Yeah. The one with a binder there, everywhere she goes.
Man, I don't know. You know, but and she bold-faced lies.
Of course.
Bold-faced lies. And the only one calling her on it said Peter Ducey from Fox. I'll give him that. I'll give the kid that. He camps in her butt and he stays there. I'll watch it just to hear him talk, because he's really good at pinning their ears back. His dad brought him up right.
She does roll her eyes whenever she has to call on him.
I thought that she had eyes painted on her eyelids, eyeballs, because it's like her eyes were closed but something was still shining. And I'm going, what's going on here? I thought it was an optical illusion, you know. And I realized she's just crappy eyeshadow.
The black lesbian DEI hire. My goodness, can't make this crap up. Go on.
And that right there, this whole sex thing, everything, the abortion fight, everything is a distraction away from what's going on, which is the globalists are mobilizing to murder us.
There you go. That's the bottom line.
That simple. That's where it's at. That's why we talk to Jim Ferguson. That's why we're talking to people in other parts of the world, because this isn't a U.S. problem. This is a world problem. The only thing that's unique to the U.S. is that we are the ones they have to get past to make this worldwide. And we are armed. The United States citizens are armed. However, being armed and not knowing what your mission is isn't going to get you very far. That's why we need to get together. That's why communities need to organize. I don't care if it's just on your block, in your neighborhood. Okay? Because you just have to be organized. So when it's go time, somebody's got some plans. And we've got to get to the point, and we're going to keep working on this, but we've got to get to the point where we get at least the we don't even have time for the heads anymore. We need to get more of the troops together and just have a backup plan, you know, a plan, something. We have nothing right now.
Maybe we should call Maxine Waters and ask where they're training in the hills. What do you think?
Yeah, because she's got us pegged, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Really? No, we're not. Unfortunately, they are training. I mean, fortunately, they are. But the thing is, we don't know who the people are. You don't know. You're not going to. It's going to be hard to determine friend from foe.
Which does concern me in this situation, yeah. when the crap hits the fan.
Because we don't want innocent people or people that are on our side getting hurt.
Yeah.
We're not at war with the general population. It's the government we have a problem with, and the globalists. And we've pissed away so many opportunities to level the globalist playing field.
Okay. In the last, this is kind of the last clip I have, RT. I was thinking about this.
Oh, and what? Real quick.
Go on.
What you were saying about the Borealis thing, the Northern Lights, and all?
Yeah.
Remember, there's events in the sky referenced somewhere.
The
things in the sky in the Bible.
Oh yes.
So that would explain possibly what things like that are.
Very interesting.
Right.
Yeah, signs in the heavens.
Thank you. Signs in the heavens. You just took the words right out of my mouth. I couldn't come up with it. Signs in the heavens. You witnessed them this weekend. That's a practice run.
And certainly, exactly. It could be man-made or it could be from God, but nonetheless, signs in the heavens, we should be paying attention.
We should, because at this point, we don't know what's real and what's not anymore.
I saw so many comments about that.
Yeah. Remember, Doug, when you used to meet a guy and you shook his hand, and you know what? You gave that individual a chance until they turned on you, screwed you, lied to you, whatever.
Yeah.
Now we see someone we don't even want to shake their hands, and we automatically are suspicious. That's where we're at as a people.
Is that a bad thing, though?
Today? No, it's not. It's a survival thing. It's human instinct. But have you noticed the change?
I have.
Even with employers hire employees in small firms. And then they're in small companies and they're, wait till he starts stealing. And you know what I mean? It's like they've already predetermined that's what you're going to do. Why? Because that's where the world is led. But anyway, let's do that last film we were talking about.
Wow. No, that was, again, pretty deep and profound, what you just said.
That's the humanity. Unfortunately, humanity had to adapt.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's sad, though.
So you're 100% accurate on that. Again, folks, think about this. Use your intellect to think about this. And again, it doesn't matter if you like or dislike the messenger. Concentrate on the message and look at the bigger picture.
Yes.
Okay. And you mentioned something. Again, the segues are, they just keep coming, because you had said this is a global problem. It's not limited to the U.S., although the U.S. is kind of like the speed bump, the last speed bump, the wall to the takedown of the global population. But I saw this testimony, And I was reading Cash Patel's book, Government of Gangsters, and he gets into this Afghanistan withdrawal. Okay, now, to me, everything has got everything. There are no accidents or coincidences in politics or military, right?
Or law enforcement.
Or law enforcement, exactly.
Yeah.
And I saw a Gold Star father, and we've had Gold Star families, moms and dads, on this program before. But I saw this Gold Star family or Gold Star father testifying. I'm not sure exactly when this was, but this was about the botched, and that's how they term it, botched Afghan withdrawal. To me, this was not botched. This was planned this way. But I want people to hear from the heart this testimony by this Gold Star father and think about think about what this man says and understand that we indirectly, but the Biden regime through Obama and through the globalists have equipped our enemies to take our lives. Listen to this, watch this, feel this, and then intellectualize what this man is saying. This is cut four.
2 years has gone by, and where are we? To be frank, we're knee-deep in bullshit is where we are. Everyone who held a key position in the military still has that position or has been promoted. John Kirby still sits on his perch, which apparently faces the opposite direction from where all the action was. Blinken continues to delay key evidence by ignoring delaying subpoenas. Not a single general slapped down their stars, which should have happened 2 years ago when Biden ignored his reliable intelligence. Not a single person has been held accountable. Our so-called leader can't seem to even utter their names in public, not even once. Mr. Biden has run his entire political campaign for 50 years as the family man. Well, I've got news for you, sir. The curtain has been lifting, and that campaign slogan will never work again. We have seen what's going on in your family, and even worse, we've seen how you've been treating us as Gold Star families. And there couldn't be anything more disgusting and cowardly than the way you have treated us. You are a disgrace to this nation. You have no business having ultimate command over our military, and I regret not saying that to your face when I had the opportunity in Dover. I felt it more important to bite my tongue, but I also had more important things on my mind at that time, like receiving my son's lifeless body stateside. While I stood there on the tarmac, watching you check your watch over and over again, all I wanted to do was shout out, "It's 2:30, asshole." But out of respect to the other grieving families, I bit my tongue once again. Well, as you could probably tell by now, I'm done biting my tongue. You, sir, stole their lives, their futures, their dreams, and have ripped apart 13 families. You cannot even man up and admit that. You, sir, gave us all the title Gold Star Family. You, sir, discredit honor and integrity. 2 years later, there are things I find myself thinking about. Where and what was Biden's logic sneaking out of Bagram in the middle of the night before ever getting a single Afghan partner or American civilian out? This is the purest definition of intentional negligence. This is just one of many irresponsible and negligent decisions coming from the White House. In addition, leaving behind billions of dollars of our finest military hardware has led to the biggest international free black market, free market in history. Unfortunately, this will undoubtedly lead to more American military lives lost in the future. Between what has been happening here domestically, for example, the border, over the last 2.5 years, and all your failed foreign policy decisions, I would venture a guess that you have more American blood on your hands, Mr. Biden, than any president in U.S. history.
Okay, with all due respect.
While in Florida, I was approached by CIA.
Watch the remaining minute or so.
Now we ought to look that guy up. I know who.
Okay.
I know who to bring in the circle. That's for sure.
All right, and I'd love to give him that platform, but RT. It was several years ago. We had Charles Strong on, and again, it's important not to look at stuff like this in a vacuum. You have to kind of see it the bigger picture. But we had Charles Strong on, Gold Star father of his son, who was killed in extortion in the takedown of the Chinook helicopter, SEAL Team 6, extortion 17. And if memory serves me correct, that happened in August of 2011 under Obama Biden. This is not when you look at it, when you start connecting the dots. Okay, although that was the taking out of SEAL Team 6 at that time, clearly it's different, of course, than the withdrawal from Afghanistan, but it does connect some dots with respect to the Biden regime and the military assets that are being taken out and left behind. So don't look at this as just one whoops thing. It wasn't a whoops. It was deliberate, as yeah. was Extortion 17. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. He's basically outfitting the enemy. That equipment and all. Usually, if you're going to leave equipment behind, usually destroy it. You're not going to take it. You destroy it. You disable it. And they were just leaving the keys in the ignition. You know what I mean? Locked away. It's insane. So we're going to be facing that somewhere if we haven't already faced it on the battlefield somewhere.
The Chinese have control of Bagram?
Yeah. It's nuts. All right, Joe Biden is a failure in every aspect of being a president. And that old fart probably thinks he's doing a good job because she'll pass him on the head and I say, it's my job. You know,
is he doing the bidding of those?
He's doing the bidding of those. I'll be honest with you, I don't think he's that damn smart, Doug.
No,
I really
that's true.
Don't. I really don't think he's that smart. I think he's helping out friends. I don't think he knows exactly what he's doing. I don't think he should be in the Oval Office. That's a fact. He's so gone that's why they use doubles. And don't tell me they're not doubles. Okay, I can look at two faces and tell you every difference you want to know. You know, you should be able to look. Anybody should be able to look at the different things we see and go, wow, that's not the same person.
But by the way, to what you're saying, I just have to tell people this. I'm not going to name the agencies because that wouldn't be prudent, but government agencies actually went to Randy Taylor or Randy Taylor provided government agencies with remember when the videos would come out with Bin Laden or mm-hmm. or other high-ranking Al-Qaeda mm-hmm. officials.
Zawahiri.
Zawahiri. Mm-hmm. Randy Taylor was the guy who would be able to pinpoint the location of the individuals using certain...
Taking into consideration my knowledge of construction,
yes.
It's like that, where electrical outlets were located in the house, watermarks on the walls. I could tell you if they were in swampland. When we had soldiers, you know, that were kidnapped, things like that, that it was really valuable to be able to say, hey, they're in this region right here, and there's only two towns in that region. So if it's in one of these two towns, somebody will talk.
What blew my mind, though, with you, even down to the color of the dirt, the trees, yeah. the leaves, the and you said, okay, these are the, like, two, three possibilities, and mm-hmm. you were dead nuts accurate all the time.
Yeah, well, God gave me that ability. That certainly wasn't anything that Randy Taylor. I divine intervention. I prayed for God's help every single day to help save American lives. That's all. That's was about saving American lives. Now, the FBI and everybody—they're a bunch of goat herders today. I know, but at the time, we thought we were doing the right thing.
Yeah,
and if I'm helping save American soldiers, we're doing the right thing. If I'm helping save American civilians, I'm doing the right thing. Maybe my master isn't the best person in the world or the best organization, but I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough place to be in. And that's how we know so much about the feds and how they operate and this and that, you know. And for them to look at Doug and I as bad guys just blows my mind, considering all the ground we've covered with them helping the American people and save lives. You know, letting them know when they were going to take Bush out with a cell phone. You know, come on, guys. We're bad guys?
Should you have said us? That? I can't remember. Was that a...
It was. It was some pretty, pretty detailed stuff. But yeah, we've helped on so many levels, you know. And the stories, I'll put them in my book, the stories I can tell. While I have a second here, I would like to ask for a prayer request.
Please.
Okay. I got an email, and he forgot to put his name down, but his fiance, Rochelle, R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E, people who want to write this down, okay? She's under some really serious surgery today. I'm not going to get into details of what the surgery is, but we need the Lord's direct hand in this. The name is Rochelle. I don't know her. This is a prayer request. You don't know her. But we're going to please, please take a moment today and say a prayer for this young lady. That, like I said, we don't know her, but God knows everybody. And when we get a prayer request in like that, I like to come to you people. You're the prayer warriors, man. You guys are more awesome. You guys have helped pull me through things that, yeah, and I know that. I know you've helped pull me through many, many things where I could have checked out. I'm still here.
Well,
thank you.
Rochelle, undergoing serious surgery today, please pray for her. You know, like you said, we might not know her, but God knows her and knows.
I'll just say this: it's brain surgery. It's very sensitive surgery.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and not an easy day for anyone in that respect. No. You know, that brings me, I think, to the final thing. This, what we're fighting, is a spiritual battle, and I think people are really awakening to that fact that we must be in prayer and ask God to guide our steps, because without that, man, I'll tell you what,
there's going to come a time when you're okay in God's eyes and what you're doing is the Lord's work, but by man's law, it's not going to, you know what I mean? You're going to be a bad guy.
Did we, you know, and we didn't start out that way as a country, I don't think, did we?
No, but we started out with some fine individuals, put together a great gift, and God blessed it and handed it to us, and we've squandered it. It's time to get it back.
Randy Taylor, you are an American hero, unsung, of course, because of the confidential nature of your work, but you are a national treasure. Appreciate all that you've done and
all you
continue to do.
I'd do it all again.
Yeah.
Wouldn't change a thing. I'd go through everything to be where I'm sitting today, right here, right now, with you in the audience, and with my family. You know, we had a great Mother's Day yesterday. I would not change a thing. I'm where I'm supposed to be.
And, you've got a wonderful family. Your wife deserves a very special, or hopefully I know she had a good Mother's Day. And to all the mothers out there.
She got rewarded for putting up with me. Just like your wife with you.
I got to tell you, that's a full-time job. My wife said, you know, no one could do this. You know, no one would living with you. It's people just don't know.
And folks, listen, coffee, okay? This is the Hagman coffee. This is the stuff. You got three different levels of coffee, okay? And Doug likes that detective blend that's for sitting in those cars and staying up all night watching a suspect. All right? Listen, this stuff helps the kids. A portion of these proceeds goes directly to helping children.
Amen to that.
Getting children being sexually exploited, being trafficked all over the world. Okay? So I just want you to know, not only are you enjoying a great cup of coffee, but you're helping in the fight. People want to know, what can I do? What can I do? Sometimes it's as simple as supporting us.
And we try to get it to your mailbox or into your hands within 3 days of...
Except Canada, I'm sorry. By the time we got it to you, it'd be the most expensive coffee you ever bought. But we're working on it.
Yeah, we are indeed. But hey, you know what? It does fund our operations. And I got to tell you, 41-year case, working that right now. 41 years
ago. Yeah, I saw that. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah. All right, brother. Hey, thank you for accompanying me today. And folks, God bless each and every one.